when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
Brothers, sisters, listen to what I say. Moaning and groaning won't drive those blues away. Lift up your voices and sing. You know you've all done wrong, you sinners, drop everything. And let that harmony ring up to heaven and sing, you sinners. Just wave your arms all about and let the Lord hear you shout all the music right out and sing, you sinners. Whenever there's music, the devil kicks. He don't allow music by the river Styx. You're wicked and you're depraved, and you've all misbehaved. If you want to be saved, well, sing, you sinners. Well, up until now, I've been asking you sinners to sing. But if you can't sing, dance.
Was Tony Bennett reminding us, as if we needed being reminded, that singing and sinning go hand in glove, don't they? This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating today from our eyrie overlooking actually Broadway itself, New York City. So today we are literally going from Broadway to, I hope, all the main streets in America that are listening to our show. Well, I was very compelled watching Hadestown the other night. And Hadestown, of course, is the Broadway musical that just cleaned up at the Tony Awards in early June. And looks like a hit. Looks like it'll be around for a long time. A fascinating production with some of our friends like Andre DeShields and Patrick Page and Amber Gray, center stage. And, of course, it's based on this notion of hell, descending to hell, the road to hell. And I thought, there are so many shows that deal with this little triangle, I guess, between men and women and the devil. And it's fascinating when you think about it. There's a big Christian story about that, of course, going all the way back to Adam and Eve, but also a Greek story, which has to deal with Hades and Pluto and Orpheus and Eurydice. So today we will look at temptation and sin. And today's episode is called The Devil Made Me Do It. And that's, of course, a little nod to our friend Flip Wilson and his character, Geraldine. Well, as I said, this myth stretches all the way back to recorded history in the Western world. But for theatrical purposes, the story of Hadestown is rather parallel to one of the biggest hits, the big boffo box office smash of the 19th century. And that was Orpheus in the Underworld by Jacques Offenbach. Orpheus on a fair, I think, or a fair, who knows. Anyway, This is a contemporary French 19th century take on the legend of Orpheus and Eurydice, and it was done in 1855, then revised in 1878. Anyway, everybody did it everywhere, and we will listen to two songs from it. One is from June Braunhill, who I love, singing the part of Eurydice, her invocation to death, in this case, the sort of Pluto character, and then we'll hear a melody, which Offenbach wrote as best as he could to show the infernal galloping down in hell. So you'll hear this music and you'll think, oh my goodness, that's what Offenbach had in mind when he was depicting hell. And you'll be surprised, I hope. Anyway, two wonderful pieces from Orpheus in the Underworld.
Thank you.
if you thought that was a ShopRite commercial, I wouldn't blame you. That, of course, is the song that became forever associated with the Can-Can when the Moulin Rouge took that music and added it to their salacious dancing at the end of the 19th century. So the song Can-Can, I mean, we're not even talking about the musical Can-Can, that song is called the Infernal, the Gambol, the Gallop of Hell, and of course is passed into legend in Western music. Well, let us go to America, not a moment too soon, I dare say, and let's look at Irving Berlin. Now, Irving Berlin really developed his career around 1905, 1906, and by the time he wrote in 1911, the Alexander's Ragtime Band, which became known as the Devil's Music, you could buy a piece of sheet music of Alexander's Ragtime Band with a picture of the devil on it. How about that? That gives you an idea of what ragtime and what music could do to more, I would say, what it's a conservative soul. So here are two songs by Irving Berlin. Irving Berlin, as Jewish as the day is long, seemed to be really fascinated by this Christian ethic of Satan and the devil and what pits of fiery Hades you might fall into. Two charming songs, the first sung by Dorothy Loudon.
From below, it was from a man I used to know about a year or so ago before he departed. He is just as happy as can be. I'll tell you what he said to me. He said, if ever you get heavy hearted, pack up your sins and go to the devil in Hades. You'll meet the finest of gentlemen and the finest of ladies. They'd rather be down below than up above. Hades is full of thousands of Joneses and Browns, O'Hoolahans, Cohens and Bradys. You'll hear a heavenly tune that went to the devil because the J-Band has started picking it, put a trick in it, the jazzy kicking it. They've got a couple of old reformers in heaven making them go to bed at 11. Pack off your sins and go to the devil and you'll never have to go to bed at all. If you get it well where the weather is hot, H-E-L-L is a wonderful spot. If you get a rest and you're all out of sorts, Hades is the best of the winter resorts. Paradise doesn't compare. All the nice people are there. They come from everywhere just to revel with Mr. Devil. Nothing on his mind but a couple of horns. Satan is waiting with his jazz band and his band. Came from Alabama with a melody hot. No one gives a damn if it's music or not. Sings melody makes you want to dance forever and you'll never have to go to bed at all. Pack up your sins and go to the devil in Hades. You'll meet the finest gentlemen and the finest of ladies. They'd rather be down below than up above. Hades is full of thousands of Joneses and Browns, Houlihans, Cohens and Bradys. You'll hear a heavenly tune the wind of the devil because the jazz band started taking it, put a drink in it, a jazzy kicking it. They've got a couple of old reformers in heaven making them go to bed at 11. Pack up your sins and go to the devil and you never have to go to bed at all.
Get thee behind me, Satan. I want to resist, but the moon is low and I can't say no. Get thee behind me. Get thee behind me, Satan. I mustn't be kissed, but the moon is low and I may let go. Get thee behind me. Someone I'm mad about is waiting in the night for me. Someone that I mustn't see. Satan, get thee behind me. He promised to wait, but I won't appear, and he may come here. Satan, he's at my gate. Stay where you are, it's too late.
From a fantastic series of records produced by Verve in the 1950s, the Ella Fitzgerald sings the Irving Berlin songbook. Again, odd occupation. He seems to like those double associations in his music. Well, obviously, shows are going to start to use that trope, and you're going to have shows in which a woman is being seduced or tempted in one way or another, and one of the great tempters in the American musical theater canon is Sportin' Life from the Gershwins and DeBose Hayward's Porgy and Bess. And we're going to hear Sammy Davis Jr. sing it. He played Sportin' Life in the movie. Very hard to see. It's been sort of withdrawn. But he wrote about playing that character, and he said, Sportin' Life is the pure devil. He appears in a puff of smoke, and he disappears. He said, when I was on camera, I tried not to walk. I always tried to slither along like a serpent. Here is the boat that's leaving soon for New York. And if you can resist Sammy Davis Jr., I don't know what to do with you.
Bess. There's a boat that's leaving soon for New York. Come with me, that's where we belong, sister. You and me can live that high life in New York. Come with me, there you can't go wrong, sister. I'll buy you the swellest mansion up on Upper Fifth Avenue.
And through Harlem we'll go strutting, we'll go a-strutting, and there'll be nothing too good for you. I'll dress you in silks and satins, in the latest Paris styles. All the blues you'll be forgetting, you'll be forgetting. There'll be no fretting, just nothing but smiles. Come along with me, that's the place. Don't be a fool, come along. There's a boat that's leaving soon for New York. Come with me, that's where we belong. Sister, that's where we belong.
We're in New York, and that's where we want to be. We agree with Sammy Davis Jr. completely. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and we are recording our show today in New York City in our little studio, which you can see actually Broadway down there, all the pedestrians walking around in this hellish June day, quite hot. Well, today's show is called The Devil Made Me Do It. And we're listening to shows in which the devil made people do all sorts of things maybe they didn't want to do, or maybe actually they kind of did want to do, but didn't know it. Here is the spell of the moon itself, which can weave its devilish charms. Of course, you know I'm alluding to the song from Finian's Rainbow, and I think few people sang it as well as Mel Torme.
I look at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the sky. It's that old devil moon in your eye. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night, blazing their light, can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride, full of butterflies inside. I don't wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eye. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, oh, devil moon. Mm-hmm. that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night, blazing their light, can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I want to cry, want to croon, want to laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love. Old devil moon, old devil
I dreamed last night I got on the boat to heaven, and by some chance I had brought my dice along, and there I stood and I hollered, "Someone fade me!" But the passengers, they knew right from wrong, for the people all said, "Sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat." The people all said, sit down, you're rocking a boat. And the devil will drag you under, mind the sharp lapel of your checkered coat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat. I sailed away on that little boat to heaven, and by some chance found a bottle in my fist, and there I stood nicely passing out the whiskey. But the passengers were bound to resist, for the people all said, "Beware, you're on a heavenly trip." The people all said, "Beware, beware, you'll scuttle a ship." And the devil will drag you under, bite the fancy tie on your wicked throat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat. And as I laughed at those passengers to heaven, a great big wave came and washed me overboard. And as I sank and I whispered, "Someone save me," that's the moment I woke up. Thank the Lord. And I said to myself, sit down, you're rocking a boat. I said to myself, sit down, you're rocking a boat. Or the devil will drag you under with a soul so heavy that you'll never float. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. Sit down, you're rocking a boat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat.
Yeah, I snuck in another Sammy Davis into the broadcast. I couldn't help it. The devil made me do it. That, of course, is from Guys and Dolls. Where Nicely Johnson tries to resist the temptation of the devil. Well, there was an actual musical in the 1950s about the devil. It couldn't have been clearer than that. And that, of course, was Damn Yankees, embodied by Ray Walston, and the story of young Joe Hardy, who wants so bad to be a see his team, the Washington team, beat the Yankees, that he sells his soul to the devil and to Ray Walston and to Gwen Verdon. Here is Ray Walston doing a great, great comic number by Adler and Ross, which shows the devil's perspective from a humorous point of view.
Whenever I'm from time to time depressed, and a trauma wells and swells within my breast, I find some pride deep inside of me as I fondly walk the lane of a memory. I see Bonaparte, a mean one, if ever I'd seen one, and Nero fiddling through that lovely blaze, Antoinette, dainty queen, with her quaint guillotine. Those were the good old days. I see Indians dragging an empty covered wagon when scalping the settlers was the latest craze. And that glorious morn, Jack the Ripper was born. Those were the good old days. I'd sit in my rocking chair, peacefully rocking there, counting my blessings by the score. The rag was in fashion, the plagues were my passion, each day held a new joy in store. Was anybody happy? I see cannibals munching a missionary luncheon. The years may have flown, but the memory stays, like the hopes that were dashed when the stock market crashed. Yeah, those were the good old days. I'd walk a million miles or more for some of the gore of those good old days.
Do 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 you do 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 you do 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 do
do do do sister or brother,
but ain't it just great, and ain't it just grand, we got each other.
Two lost ships on a stormy sea, one with no sail and one with no rudder,
but ain't it just great, and ain't it just grand, we got each other. Two lost sheep in the wilds of the hills, far from the other Jacks and Jills.
We wandered away and wandered astray,
but we ain't fussing, cause we got us
in two lost souls on the highway of life, and there is no one with whom we would rather.
But ain't it just great, and ain't it just grand, we got each other. Mama said no, so we eloped, and though we ain't got the castle for which we hoped, we got a lot, because we got each other.
Two lost souls.
figure that we've got a lot. We figure that we've always got each other.
Stephen Eady singing a great second act duet from Damn Yankees on their own studio time. Why not? Great song. Great performance. The 1960s brought us another fairly explicit Devil Made Me Do It sort of show, and that was The Apple Tree, which obviously harkens back to the very first apple tree in the days of Adam and Eve. And there were 3-1 acts that sort of dealt with men and women and the third partner who tries to drive them one way or the other down the primrose path. Here is Mr. Primrose himself, Larry Blyden, as the serpent in The Apple Tree with one of the great Temptation songs of the 1960s.
Listen closely, let me fill you in about the rich, ripe, round, red, rosy apples they call forbidden fruit. What I'm about to say is confidential, so promise you'll be mute. Because if every creature in the garden knows, they'll come round like hungry buffaloes, and in no time there'll be none of those precious apples left for you and me. Now in the average apple, you're accustomed to skin, seeds, flesh, and core. But you will find that these are special apples that give you something more. Why, every seed contains some information you need to speed your education. The seeds indeed of all creation are here. Why be foolish, my dear? Come with me to that tree. With every sweet and juicy, luscious bite of this not forbidden fruit, you'll see your mind expand and your perceptions grow more and more acute. And you can teach him plumbing and philosophy, new techniques for glazing pottery, woodcraft, first aid, home economy. Madam will be overjoyed when he becomes aware of your attainments. He'll beam with loving pride and he will say, oh Eve, you're indispensable, please don't leave my side. And with your nifty newfound education, he'll relish every conversation. Why, you'll be Adam's inspiration this way. Just an apple a day. Wait and see. Come with me to that tree.
Well, if you went into the 50s and 60s and looked at pop music, and you were, again, of a more refined, perhaps conservative frame of mind, you might think that rock and roll music was the devil, just the way ragtime was perceived in the 19-teens. And the musical All Shook Up took that exponentially, the sort of a jukebox show with an original libretto based on the music of Elvis Presley, the music that he performed. Here is Alex Corey with The Devil in Disguise.
He looks like an angel, talks like an angel, walks like an angel, but I got wise. He's the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, he is the devil in disguise. Uh-huh. He fills you with desire to boogie and bebop. Heaven help you, because once you start, in hell is where you'll stop. He looks like an angel, talks like an angel, walks like an angel, but I got wise. He's the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, he is
devil.
Well, maybe those little old ladies were right. Maybe rock and roll is the devil's music. Well, the devil's music certainly appealed to Randy Newman, one of our great composers of the last 30 years. And he always sort of envied, I guess, was tempted, maybe that's the best word, to have a real Broadway score to a Broadway show. And this is almost as close as he got. It was his version of Faust. And Faust, of course, is the great myth that sort of started with Dr. Faustus, Christopher Marlowe, and then went to Goethe's great two-part play at the beginning of the 19th century. And Randy Newman did it in his own inimitable fashion. He played it in concerts. It was in Chicago. It sort of came to New York. But it's really wonderful music. And here, I'm pleased to say, is probably it's not the Broadway to Main Street debut of Randy Newman, I don't think, but certainly the Broadway to Main Street debut of Bonnie Raitt, although, of course, we played her father, John, many, many times. Here is Bleeding All Over the Place from Randy Newman's score to Faust.
Sounds like a real sad song.
Why don't you love me like you? Are you trying to break my heart?
Not me, baby.
I know there's something going on with you. Whatever it is, it's tearing me apart. I walk along the river every night, trying to figure out why we're fuss and fight. Is love once again to slip right through my hands?
I hope not.
Baby, if you've been messing with another man,
oh.
I'm bleeding all over the place. Bleeding all over the place. I don't mean to be rude, but I'm in a pretty bad mood. Just take a look at my face.
Yep, you look awful.
I'm bleeding all over the place. Bleeding all over. Someone call a doctor. Got a serious case of bleeding all over the place. I do wrong. Seem like you're through with me. I wasn't through with you. My love for you is still very strong.
Oh, yeah?
I wander aimlessly, not knowing what to do. I become quite shameless in my love for you. I'm trying real hard to understand. If you've been sleeping with another man, baby, baby, I'm bleeding all over the place.
Ooh, that's a little high for you, isn't it?
Bleeding all over. Get me a witness. Record my disgrace, how I've been dishonored, deceived and debased. Let's I'm gonna get me a band-aid before I fall on my fucking face. 'Cause I'm bleeding all over the place.
Yowzer, Randy Newman. I talked at the beginning of the broadcast how Hadestown inspired me to come up with this Devil Made Me Do It broadcast, but there's actually another show that deals with Faustian bargains, and that is Be More Chill, which I thought was a lot of fun. I think it's only going to be around for a couple more weeks or a couple more months. But in this scenario, a young nerd in New Jersey is tempted to be more cool by taking a pill that will make him be more chill. And the pill itself, or the supercomputer that's in the pill, is wonderfully embodied by Jason Tam. So this is the temptation of the 21st century cyber world, thanks to the score of Be More Chill.
Jeremy, you can't just listen. You have to obey. Now repeat after me.
Oh, everything about you is so terrible.
Everything about me is just terrible.
Good. Oh, everything about you makes me want to die.
Everything about me makes me want to die.
Now you've got it. But Jeremy, soon you'll see that if you listen to me, listen to me. Going to be so alive.
We could never live without you.
You won't feel left out or unsure. You won't be ugly anymore. 'Cause everything about you is going to be cool.
Cool.
And powerful.
Wow.
And popular.
Incredible.
Place to
universe is yours if you're willing to choose. Seeing as you've got nothing to lose, and I could use a canary.
Suddenly, nothing is as it was. Where are you now, Orpheus? Wasn't it gonna be the two of us? Weren't we birds of a feather?
Hey, little songbird, let me guess. He's some kind of poet, and he's penniless. Give him your hand, he'll give you his hand to mouth. He'll write you a poem when the power is out. Hey, why not fly south for the winter? Hey, little songbird, look all around you. See how the vipers and vultures surround you. They'll take you down, they'll pick you clean. If you stick around such a desperate scene, see people get mean when the chips are down.
That was Broadway's most current satanic figure, Patrick Page, as Pluto in Hadestown. That's the original Broadway cast album, Hot Off the Presses. Get it? Hot Off the Presses. It's a wonderful show. It's a great score by Anais Mitchell and brings us full circle to show that we've had more than a century of satanic influences on Broadway. Here is the final number. It's sung by our great pal Andre DeShields, who was on our show, I guess, 2 summers ago, and he just won a much-deserved Tony Award. So, from Hadestown, let's play out The Road to Hell.
It's an old song. It's an old tale from way back when. It's an old song. And that is how it ends. That's how it goes. Don't ask why, brother, don't ask how. He could have come so close. The song was written long ago. And that is how it goes. It's a sad song. It's a sad tale. It's a tragedy. It's a sad song. But we sang it anyway. Cause here's the thing. To know how it ends and still begin to sing it again. As if it might turn out this time. I learned that from a friend of mine. see, Orpheus was a poor boy.
Anybody got a match?
But he had a gift to give.
Give me that.
He can make you see how the world could be, in spite of the way that it is. Can you see it? Can you hear it? Can you feel it? Like a train. Is it coming? Is it coming this way? On a sunny day there was a railroad car, and the lady stepping off the train. Everybody looked and everybody saw that spring had come again with a love song.
Love song.
Love song.
You can tell the love from long ago. It's a sad,
sad song.
It's a sad song.
But we keep singing even so. It's an old song.
It's an old song.
It's an old song.
It's an old tale from way back when. And we're gonna sing it again. Sing it again.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing.